Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. In about 20 minutes, Alan May, Caps analyst for Monumental Sports Network, he'll join us at 9:20. But I'm ready to be entertained. It's time now for EB's entertainment page.
I've been waiting for three hours.
No. Thanks.
No. I mean, entertained by entertainment news.
Okay.
Not sports and guys talking about
Hinge
and Bumble and whatever the other dating apps he's using.
EB said that the guy's a six.
Okay. Valdez, you saw. Let's rate the guy. I said he's a six.
He looks like an average Joe.
Yeah, this is Ty from Bristol.
Most people look like
walking around
Joes.
Harris Teeter.
Yeah. I agree. He's average.
He doesn't have like six. Some silly jawline or anything.
No. He's got big head.
Hey, he needs that procedure we talked about last week.
I'll be honest with you. He's got a big head. Entertainment page driven by BMW Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my buddy Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X Series models. I've got the X5. Check them out. They're incredible for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. Ask for Mike. Mention your boy. You'll be treated like a rock star.
Big Cowboys fan.
He is a Cowboys fan.
That's for sure.
Kanye West is in the news real quick. Just want to mention that. Apparently, you know, he parades his current wife around, and she wears all these outrageous outfits. A lot of times she's wearing nothing.
I mean, he's wearing outrageous stuff, too. Like, he's walking around, like, with NFL shoulder pads on at times. Yeah, I mean, he's a weirdo.
Bianca Censori is wearing...
That's correct.
...is wearing absolutely nothing.
She's wearing nothing.
See-through stuff.
Somebody came up to her and grabbed her butt, apparently.
Oh, no, that's not...
And would you have the balls to grab, first of all, anybody's butt, but be Kanye's girlfriend or wife's butt right there?
The guy must have been hammered.
The guy with the permanent grills or whatever he's got in his teeth. I mean, are you kidding me?
Where did it happen?
I don't know. I feel like he's always like in Rome or something. I have no idea where he is. Jason, you always ask these where questions. And I'm looking right now.
Well, I was just wondering, was it late night at a bar or a club, or was it just walking down the street?
It says suspect in LAPD battery report. So,
yeah,
LA,
somewhere in LA.
All right.
But apparently, he put his hands under her dress, grabbed her waist, spun her around, blew her kisses, and Kanye didn't like it. Apparently, they're saying he may have allegedly attacked the guy after that. So, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. They're told Kanye and the chick ran off after the attack. So who knows what's going on with Kanye? I'm telling you, Kanye's a weird guy because I watched that Yeezus documentary of him on HBO.
You'd have to fill me in because I have
or Netflix.
Not.
He's a super talented guy, but man, he's got a lot of issues for sure.
His chick's got a master's in architecture.
Who would know? Who would know that? So does my wife. Sydney Sweeney is in the news. I think you guys saw this. a producer, some maybe Hollywood producer.
A female producer.
Yeah, Carol Baum, who I guess called her out, said that she wasn't pretty, she's a terrible actress.
No.
And this kind of got a lot of play over the last few days. I think she's been forced to apologize for the remark because people are just attacking her. By the way, the woman attacking her, if it's the woman, I think. I mean, you want to talk about not attractive.
Right. I mean, she's old. Like look, it's personal preference. When I saw the story, I was like, eh. I think Sydney Sweeney's hot. I don't think her face is the prettiest face in Hollywood.
I don't know what to think.
The jugs, like
they overwhelm everything.
Yeah, you can only look at the face for so long before your eyes wander.
Yeah.
Well, I think I kind of understand what she says about the prettiest and not the prettiest face.
Well, because does she have to be the prettiest? I mean, she's pretty.
Right. She's very pretty.
Right. She's pretty and she's got the tiggles.
I know, but the thing is, I can't look at her face for more than 3 seconds.
Right. You're drawn to
Yeah, well, some of these pictures. Actually,
why is Carol Baum talking about it?
I don't know.
Maybe, was she just cast in something recently or she's getting all this hype?
She did a movie. I can't remember the name of the actor. I feel like it's on Amazon or Netflix, which had a horrific Rotten Tomatoes score.
Well, they say she's currently Hollywood's It Girl, with her roles in Euphoria and The White Lotus leading to her fame, and she's getting a ton of movie roles since. She's been in rom-coms, cakes, horror flicks. She's been very busy. So
yeah, Valdez is very upset. The one where she plays a nun, she's covering up the busties.
Oh, immaculate.
He was so mad.
Yeah. Right.
I guess this woman is old school, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And she probably hates the fact that these young girls get all this social media hype and then they get roles because
of
it.
She was lashing out at her too because I guess Carol Baum had seen one of her latest movies, Anyone But You.
And she said,
that's the movie.
She said, it is unwatchable. Mm.
She's probably right. She's probably right.
It's a cheesy rom com.
Baum produced 34 films, including Father of the Bride, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Fly Away Home. I don't even know what that is.
Father of the Bride, very good movie.
Steve Martin.
Short's in it.
Okay.
Here's what I'll say
about
plays
a wedding planner.
Sydney Sweeney, and I have no file on her other than the rags have been talking about her recently, right? Because I don't watch any of this stuff.
And Mount Busmore, of course.
Grab's very happy. She's from, I think she's from Spokane, maybe?
Is that right? If you look at her pictures,
Jason, you can confirm.
I don't know. No idea.
She has wildly different looks. You know, a lot of people, they change their look up or whatever. But some of them, I would say she looks very, very attractive. But others, she looks kind of like plain Jane.
Yeah, it probably depends on the level of makeup.
One of these, she looks
her.
Like the Bobby Altoff chick, the way she's wearing her her hair. Anyway.
A lot of those girls, the so-called hot, you know, celebrities in LA look like plain Janes when they're not in makeup.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I think most people do. People aren't stunning.
Yeah, I'm just
they're
saying.
They're just not. I mean, it's rare.
If the paparazzi catches, you know, Jennifer Aniston coming out of a Starbucks without any makeup, you're going to say, ooh, plain Jane.
Maybe. I've seen pictures.
I'm just saying, I've seen pictures of her without makeup, and she ain't that great.
E.B. Saar at Jay Leno show, right?
I wasn't that far.
Let me guess. Did she have makeup?
She had makeup. She was also probably 25.
No. In her prime, she was very.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
I think they put me and Dee in the front row. I think because Dee is Asian, and I was wearing like a multicolored sweater. You know what I mean? Put us right in the front row.
I wish there was video of this with you with your ugly ass multicolored
Jay
sweater.
Jay Leno came out and shook. I was one of the hands he shook.
Yeah. Who was the other guest?
There was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Okay, solid.
That Kareem's like the last 10 minutes.
At that point,
so
still leading.
Jennifer Aniston's the lead guest.
And part of the shtick during that, I don't know why, Warren Littlefield, if you remember that name, he was the little guy who was in charge of NBC. He, for some reason, he came down the center aisle pushing a washer and dryer like from GE or something. They were doing like a GE plug. I don't know what was going on.
Like a giveaway?
NBC, there was some sort of weird giveaway.
Well, NBC at one point, weren't they owned by General Electric? I think they were.
Probably. Maybe that's
that
why.
Weird corporate
synergy.
There was
some weird bit they were doing with
it. Did Jay do his wacky headlines?
Did who?
Jay.
That's one of his bits.
That's one of his bits.
Jay walking.
I don't remember that. I do remember this. His monologue was very meh. What do the kids say?
Mid.
Laugh track.
Laugh track.
Very mid. Then I watched it that night. Yeah. Laughs everywhere.
Yeah, laugh track.
That thing was so mid. I mean, not that many chuckles at all.
I was at Carson, 1987.
You go back even further?
I was at Carson.
Was anybody?
I was at Johnny Carson. And
Steve Douglas or whatever.
Yeah, right?
I was there.
Who's the one that the Beatles performed?
I don't know.
Ed Sullivan.
Ed Sullivan. Ed Sullivan.
Yeah, Ed Sullivan. I was there.
Did you want to see Elvis perform?
But the stand up that night was, and I can't remember his last name. George was his first name. Real popular. George Carlin.
Okay. Yeah. That is going back.
George Carlin, no longer with us, I don't believe.
Right. No, nope. He's definitely not with us anymore.
That was 1987.
I've told this story many times. I went to a wedding in Vegas, and then somebody gave me their tickets to go see George Carlin. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, George Carlin. Let me go see George Carlin. He walks on the stage, and he goes, just so you know, I'm getting ready for an HBO special. And he worked with notes. I just thought that was a show. He had note cards.
I do think I've heard several comics do that when they're working on stuff.
Yeah, I'm his rough draft.
Yeah, yeah. It's one thing if you go like Voss and you do 5 minutes every night at Caroline's or whatever, you know, right. Like, but work on your stuff. But if like you're doing a Vegas gig,
it was a big ass arena.
Who was the woman? The short. We used to kind of make fun of her. She was notorious for doing some of her stand ups, like reading.
Janine Garofalo. Yeah.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Thank you, Larry.
I think I saw George Carlin on the boardwalk in Atlantic City, like in like a gift shop. Like,
really? I was with you.
You were with me, yeah.
He was wearing like a Super Bowl leather jacket.
He was
jacket.
Wearing like a big, gaudy, I don't know if, yeah, I think it was like a Super Bowl.
It was
Bowl
like a Super like Bowl a, leather jacket.
Yeah, and I was like, I think that's George Carlin.
And he looked like a little runt.
Yeah, he was small.
Yeah. Oh, yes, very small, very small. Like
weird.
Once some of Valdez's old girlfriends, like very, very small.
I can't believe I went to George Carlin.
He's a good height. He's listed at 5'9".
Yeah.
Kings.
Yeah. Well, the short king's got to stand up. All right. No more despair.
I got to bang a couple of these.
Hold on, real quick. My daughter went to the improv last night with some friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the comic was, this is weird. The kid's name is Connor Wood.
Okay.
And he's just a podcaster. He's an influencer.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And he's turned into a comic. So okay. He does stand-up. I don't know how much stand-up. Mm-hmm. But so I don't get it. I mean, he's just an influencer.
So
he was never in the industry
podcast
before.
Podcast there, and they're going there to see him host his podcast, or he's actually doing stand-up?
No, he was on at the improv and stand-up.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's got a following.
He's branching out.
He's got a following big time.
That's the thing. They'll do anything to fill the room.
I know, but how funny can this kid be?
I don't know.
Who knows? But probably not.
You know
that
what?
Fun.
Here's your homework. Go home and watch a stand-up routine.
No, I won't
and
do
report
it.
On it tomorrow.
I'm reading about him. It says he's developed a largely female audience.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good-looking kid, and all the girls
become
like
a comedian.
You know me,
Connor
girls
Wood
smashing after that show.
Yeah, he puts Ty from Bristow to shame.
Right.
I think he has a mortgage. Co-hosts a podcast. Shocker has a podcast.
Hey, everybody, the improv, you want to hear about my brag points? It's Ty from Bristow.
He's in a.
I refined it 2.5%.
I think the girl he does the podcast with is his girlfriend.
Okay.
He does I don't know. It says here, Alexandra Daddario cites herself as a Connor Wood and Brooke Averick fan.
Oh, wow.
I don't get the world anymore.
So, hold on. You don't think he could be funny?
I mean, I've seen a little bit of his podcast, and he wasn't funny to me. I mean,
but
I'm old school.
Yeah,
but that's how guys blow up. Have you heard of the guy Matt Rife?
You're used to seeing comics on Carson.
Yeah,
how can that Connor guy be funny? He's not smashing a watermelon.
He's no chance. He's Sam Kinison. Sam Kinison destroys Connor Wood.
Well, I mean, Sam Kinison is one of the top tenor of all time.
What point?
Sam Kinison's overrated.
No chance.
No chance.
I mean, come on.
He destroys most of the comedians today. Destroys them.
All right, let's go to.
That sounds like you're doing Larry David there.
answer.
Let's go to Mitch in Berryville. Hey, Mitch.
Say it!
Jason used to live there.
Hey, what's up?
I just got back from the Masters, and I wanted to report back about the squirrel situation.
Yes, please do.
No squirrels.
No squirrel sightings?
I'm not surprised that you didn't see. I know. I'm not surprised.
Were you looking for
them?
Yeah,
were you actually looking for squirrels?
Yes. Yes, because you guys talked about it so much last week. I looked. Didn't see any.
What about birds?
Birds, a couple. I actually got pooped on at one point.
Okay. So you can confirm birds.
Yes. Well, I'm going to play golf tonight. I don't know that I'll see
a raptor, in case you know about the raptors.
I know about raptors. Yes, sure.
So I think he's probably chasing all the other birds and squirrels out of there.
What about deer? I saw, like, I was in the golf course 2 days ago, and there was a bunch of deer that were well camouflaged, as somebody pointed out.
No, no deer, no bugs. I mean, I saw some bugs in the fairway, but nothing that ever messed with me. Like, never had a bug flying around my face. It was kind of unbelievable.
Right.
Well, it's called bug spray.
What'd you think of the tournament?
I still will never believe there's no squirrels on a huge golf course with a billion
would
trees.
Would you be surprised, though, if they, like, poisoned whatever squirrels they found?
Yeah, they set some sort of perimeter.
I don't know how they would
do
that.
Would you be surprised by that? They just put, like,
be in there,
like,
no.
Rat poison around or
hey, did you buy
I don't
gear
know how
there?
Do it. I don't know how
did
do
you
it.
Buy gear there? Yeah. I saw that the shop made $75 million. Oh, the pro shop.
The shop is huge.
I'm about $1,200 in on merch.
Oh, yeah, my God.
$1,200?
That's so dumb. Is it,
you know what? You're part of the problem.
Yeah.
Hold on. Which day were you there? Or multiple days?
I was there Saturday and Sunday.
Oh.
That was a prime ticket.
We spent Sunday sitting on 10 near Bubba's Bush. Uh-huh. It was amazing.
Bubba's Bush?
There where Bubba hit the shot.
Yeah. Okay.
Win in the playoff hole and sat there all day and told the story to people. It was
Bubba
awesome.
Watson needs a Manscaped deal from the sound of it.
Now,
where did you put your phone when you checked in? Where do you keep it? Where do they keep
it? We had like a VIP thing where we staged at this place called The Foundry, and they took your phone then. So you didn't have your phone at all. But there's like a check-in out by the main gate that you can check your phone there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, my
but that was the craziest thing of it all. Everybody's engaged because nobody has a phone.
Right.
That's cool.
I went on a practice round, and you could bring your phone, you know. But it was a practice round.
Yeah, well,
round.
It was once
practice
in a lifetime, round. And it was worth it for sure.
I didn't see any fans with phones during the
round.
Well,
if you show your phone, they'll definitely take it.
Probably arrest
you.
So,
I mean, if you do it, you just got to be very slick.
Right.
If you yell at the players, apparently they'll throw you out.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
lock.
They don't mess around.
No. Not with Liv.
Nope.
Liv, they encourage you. Yeah. Valdez and I were walking up. Remember we were walking up 18 or whatever that was, and everybody's hooting and hollering
EB,
at the players?
It's golf, but louder.
Yeah, it really is.
No, look at JP hooking up the Liv slug line.
Hey, right, I did a show from Liv.
That's right. When we come back, we will talk more Washington Capitals hockey. We'll do that with Alan May from Monumental Sports Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Coming up in the final segment of the show, after we talk to Alan May, we'll give you a chance to win tickets to go see Aerosmith's Peace Out Farewell Tour when it comes to Capital One Arena this fall. So be sure to keep listening for your chance to win. But right now, we are joined on the BetQL guest hotline by Alan May, Capitals analyst for Monumental Sports Network. What's up, Alan?
Hey, good morning, guys. I guess playoffs are up is what, what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
You were kind of excited after that empty netter.
I couldn't believe how excited you were.
I'm like that every game, guys. I'm usually cussing and yelling and swearing, and everything that bothers me, it comes out, and then on air, I kind of chill out.
No, but that, it was a cool scene when they had the cameras on you and Alexa Landestoy and Brent Johnson. That, I mean, you could just tell, like, you guys were excited. You were relieved that the Caps finally made it after. It's been a wild season. Nobody really expected the Caps to be where they are.
And the last month has been just absolutely crazy. There were six teams in a playoff race for basically at one time there were two wild cards, and then it became one and third place. And then there was four teams after the Islanders just got ahead. But it was every single night, and every one of these teams, Islanders included, would have a set of games, five, six games of positivity, win streaks, points, and then they'd go the other way. Every single team. And it was funny watching the reporters and the fan base is just ripping on their teams and the coaching staff and the players. And it was the same everywhere. It wasn't just in Washington, but we were going the other night on Monday, we were watching on the set where we're waiting to go on air. We were watching the madness in Detroit, how they came back late in their game and then won it. And then they did it again with 3 points. We had my iPad out. We were watching that game and the Caps game at the same time, wondering when that goalie was going to be pulled. And it was awesome. It was a great way to end. I think it's the greatest playoff race. Or a race to get in the playoffs in the history of the National Hockey League, because since you've gone to this format since the salary cap, it's been absolutely amazing. I love the divisional format. I love the wild card race, even though sometimes some teams get punked, but it keeps it competitive right until the end. And I think that was really, really good for hockey.
Alan and I text back and forth a lot, you know, during the season about these games, and I got to tell you, I got to give you props because I was texting you during that six-game losing streak. I think it was probably after the Pens loss, maybe the Carolina loss. And I basically was telling you, they're done, Ski. It's just over. And you said, don't give up yet. You know, anything can happen. They could go on a run. They could turn it around.
You still gave up.
I still gave up. Sure enough, they win 4-5. And I was asking you on text, how you feeling about this game? And you said it's the National Hockey League. Anybody could beat anybody. Hmm. And you did tell me it's probably the most amazing finish to a regular season because, like you mentioned, there were so many teams for one spot, and Washington comes out on top for that eighth playoff spot. I mean, just kind of break down those last few games, if you would.
Well, you know, the big thing is with this team, because there's an influx of so many new players, and there's the old players who are, you know, starting to wear down a little bit. They put a lot of hard miles on those bodies on the ice, and you know, we never know how bad they are. And I just look at getting TJ Oshie back. Like he did everything he could do to get back, and I felt the other night, you know, he's not the same TJ Oshie. He can't dangle quite as good as he used to, but there's so much heart in that guy and the emotion, and I think that everyone was feeding off of that in that dressing room. When I looked at him score that empty netter, I thought he was going to tear up. I thought he was choked up out there. And when you have guys playing with that much passion and love, and then, you know, Obi rekindling his game and getting it back, and these young guys all fired up, and pretty much every guy in that team has won a championship. And it may have been a junior. It may have been an American Hockey League. And some of them are lucky enough in the National Hockey League. And they just fire. It's the greatest adrenaline rush there is. So I just look at the game plan. They finally figured out, like, that's the hardest team, their identity this year. I don't think they found it until late, and it had to be the hardest working defensive team in the National Hockey League. You know, simplify with the puck. I think more pucks than that would make me a happier guy. I don't like those six-shot first periods, but I just thought they scratched and clawed. They knew that they had to back check, and they had to find a way to score those first goals. And against Tampa, that was a game seven. Against Boston, that was a game seven. Against Philly, that was a game seven. And they were thriving on the intensity and the competitiveness of those games. And John Carlson playing 30 minutes of game just to calm everyone down, and Charlie Lindgren, the confidence. And I told friends last week, I said, as long as you've got John Carlson and Charlie Lindgren on your team, I said, those are the two guys I could count on all season long. And it was spectacular to see how the guys scratched and clawed to get in. I loved it. I thought it was great. It wasn't pretty, but I love how they stuck together and they fought together to get in the playoffs.
Well, we're all super excited about it, but let me play devil's advocate just for a second and just put me in my place, Alan, or tell me where we stand. So they found their identity late, right? And we'd all like to see more goals. You know, maybe, like you say, maybe even more shots in some instances. It's a new season. We all know this. Anybody can beat anybody, as you say, in the NHL. Eight seeds have gone on to win the cup, et cetera. But they didn't get any younger, right? They didn't get any faster. We know that those kinds of teams give them issues. Where does this team that they're facing now, where do they rank in terms of that?
Well, they're telling themselves that they were 2-2 this year against the New York Rangers.
Right.
They beat them here decisively. They lost on December 27th in the weird travel day game. It's that game after the holiday break, the Christmas break. Mm-hmm. You have to fly in the morning. They had some difficulty in the travel that day. It was kind of a screwed up day. I hate that the league does it the way they do it. I think the players should be able to fly in the night before for the visiting teams. And they went in that game and they were out of sorts. And then they were out of sorts for a couple more days after that. But when you go 0-0, you convince yourself, and every one of these guys and every guy that's a professional athlete has lied to themselves that they are good enough to make the National Hockey League, to make the NBA, to make the NFL, to make MLB. You lie to yourself every day. So they've just got to keep lying to themselves that they can beat the New York Rangers, believe in it. And they're looking. You're always looking for a sign of inspiration. It may be the first shot block of a game. Maybe it's scoring first, but sticks in lanes, you know, the boring hockey that – you know, most of the players are awful interviews throughout the National Hockey League because the same generic questions and the same boring answers, but they really do believe in all those cliches. And so you start 0-0, you believe in your goaltender, you think maybe he might be the MVP of the league. You know, they're telling themselves that he's the best goalie in the league this year. That's what the Caps are telling themselves. And you go into the Rangers, they've had some goalie issues this year because, you know, Laviolette's talked about his goalies, and all of a sudden Shesterkin's suffering, and then Quick goes in. So you want to create as much doubt as you can in that series and their goaltenders. And we know that Ovi loves to rise up to play against the Rangers. And I just think the intensity and the excitement, who knows? It could be a 4-0 sweep, but at the same time, I just believe the Capitals say, all right, we're in this. It's a long one. And when they lose, and I've had this before, and the goal differential this year, everyone kept talking about. And I knew it from the very start. I think 5 games or 6 games into the season, they had a -22 goal differential. So when they were losing big, and it was ugly. And you kind of wash your hands. They're used to washing their hands after an ugly loss. And I know back to myself when I played on the Capitals. We went into Madison Square Garden, second round. It was the loudest arena I'd ever heard in my life. We couldn't even yell in each other's ears sitting on the bench. And they whipped us like 6-2. Well, the next game, we had a game plan. And myself and Dale Hunter went out there and we silenced the crowd with some thuggery and took care of a few guys. And then when we came out of the penalty box after we put it down shorthanded, but we needed to quiet the crowd, we ended up winning that series in 5 games. And people were all over us after the first game. I remember ESPN, the newspapers, they were crushing us that we didn't stand a chance. Well, we beat them in 5, so you have to believe that all things are possible. There are teams that have gotten in 8th place that had to win in the end of the season that have gone and won playoff rounds and actually won a Stanley Cup. So you've just got to continue lying yourself, convince yourself, and find confidence in every little thing you do every game to get over the hump and find ways to get, you know, 4 W's in a series.
Joined by Alan May, Caps analyst for Monumental Sports Network. So back to Carly logging all of those heavy minutes. He led the NHL in time on ice this season. Are we going to see Rasmus Sandin and Jensen available back for the Rangers series to have some reinforcements back there to help out Carly?
You know, I don't think it matters if we do, because I think everyone's bought into how they need to play. But if they do, it'll certainly help the team. I'd expect them to be very cautious because it looks like, you know, both of these guys, you know, look like they took a header into the turnbuckle in each of the games. So you've got to make sure that they're ready. This is the most physical time of the year. Nick Jensen's as tough as they get. He is built like a brick, you know, whatever you call it. And he'll be determined to play, but they've just got to make sure that they pass all the protocols and get them out there. I wouldn't be surprised to see them on the ice today or tomorrow. And then the coaches have big decisions on how they want to handle all this with the injuries, because I think Alex Alexiev has played really, really good. He's been excellent through the stretch. He's really grown since they've gotten rid of Edmondson. But I think now that they believe in the depth that they have, Ferravari's been upping his game. I thought he and Alexiev were phenomenal the other night, along with John Carlson in that game. And it's just a matter now of building everyone's confidence. And, you know, this team has been dealing with all types of issues all season long. And, some nights you say the roster has cost them, and some nights that roster has won them games. And they had a winning record. They're not going into the playoffs with a winning record. They have a better record than they had last year under Peter Laviolette. And they did that about 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago maybe. So they just – it's whoever goes in the lineup I think they're fine with, because now they've seen how these guys have played under pressure, and that's a great thing.
So you just mentioned Coach Lav. That was my next question about the coaching. Coach Lav has won a cup. He's been to Stanley Cup Finals, I think, with three different teams. Now you've got a rookie head coach coming in with carbs. Is there an edge there either way, in your opinion? Or is it just an X's and O's thing? Or is it just, you got to outplay the team, doesn't matter who's coaching them?
Well, you've got to outplay them. But one thing about Peter Laviolette, he hasn't changed his system since 2004. He's got a very talented team. He's got an excellent young defense. He's got snipers up front all over the place. But he plays the same system. So the Caps know what the holes were in their system the last few years, and they're going to try to exploit that in the Rangers now. And I think that's one of the reasons they've been able to have success this year, is that when the Rangers go back without the puck, so they've got to make the Rangers play without the puck, and they go into their 1-3-1 neutral zone system, which keeps them standing around. And you can win all the races against that if you always have the puck. So puck possession is going to be key in this series. And, when it's young coach and old coach, old coaches are set in their ways. Young coaches still make mistakes, and probably they probably overthink everything. And, I think Spence has been guilty of that at times, but, he hasn't had stuck his head in the mud and just stuck with things. He's mm-hmm. figured things out. And hopefully the guys can exploit the things that Laviolette has done over the years. I think his defensive system has holes in it, and the Caps need to exploit that. But they've got, at the same time, they've got to keep the puck off the stick of their snipers, and they've got to stay out of the penalty box because that power play can really move the puck around, and it needs to be disciplined in everything they do. The more boring the games are, especially on the road, that's better for the Caps.
Mm-hmm. Alan, thanks as always, man. We always appreciate the time, and we always like watching the coverage on Monumental Sports Network. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, take care, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Alan.
That's Alan May, Caps analyst for Monumental Sports Network. Don't forget, when we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Aerosmith as they come to town in October. Are you looking for the best seat in the house or your office, maybe your home office too? Well, it's time for you to ditch that beater chair. You know you have one. You've looked at it for years, and you said, I need to replace that. Well, now is the time before you're banged up with a back injury from sitting in that old beater. Look no further than PVI Office Furniture. They're in Frederick, Maryland. They have a gigantic selection of furniture. Visit their showroom on Monroe Avenue in Frederick. At PVI, you can expect triple play service that's fast, affordable, and customer focused. Hit a home run with PVI. Visit PVI.com. That's PVI.com. Business grows with PVI.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Don't forget, you can go to 1067thefanshop.com right now and get some fresh new gear. Two brand new t-shirts up there, both hockey related. There's a minus 37 goal differential tee and an I love carbs tee.
Who doesn't love carbs?
I certainly love carbs. I love them all. Yeah. So you can go to 1067thefanshop.com right now and check out what is for sale. Go make a purchase. Take care of business over there.
Do you think the question about the lob versus carbs thing is valid, or do you think it's to the point where?
What do you mean? What's the question?
Well, I mean, do you give an edge to an experienced coach like Coach
Lob? I might
Lob?
Just give him an edge just because he knows our personnel better than we know their personnel.
Yeah.
That's a little bit of an edge.
I give him an edge because their personnel's better.
Well, their personnel's clearly better.
They were the one seed.
But that's what I'm saying. Is it more about the guys on the ice, or do you give an edge to – is there a game plan edge?
Yeah, I don't know.
A team prep edge? I don't know.
Just, I think talent is generally the edge.
Yeah.
Maybe Coach Laviolette is a little bit distracted by the story we wanted to bring up about one of his favorite spots to hang out down in Florida during the offseason – Beer Can Alley. He discussed it with us many times on the show.
Now, where exactly is that? Is that on the panhandle?
It's near Tampa, somewhere near Tampa.
Golf Coast.
All right.
So it's a small island that was apparently bought by four entrepreneurs back in 2017. They paid $63,000 for it just 7 years ago. Now, these guys are listing the Beer Can Alley, whatever that island is, for $14 million. Mm. So they're trying to sell it for this huge profit. And I guess some of the locals down there that like being able to use that island and being able to hang out there and party there, they're like, well, this is going to go away if somebody just buys it and makes this private. Maybe Coach Lav is distracted by the goings on at Beer Can Alley.
I think you guys are forgetting this. I'm not 100%.
He sold his house.
He sold it.
Did he relocate those to a different spot in Beer Can Alley?
I did forget that tidbit. Yeah,
do you remember now that I say
that? I do recall.
I remember we asked him about it, and he said, yeah, I sold that.
Yeah, but maybe he's just found another Florida spot that's close by. I don't know. I don't know his personal real estate holdings at this point.
I mean, I don't want to ruin the whole bit, but I think he sold the spot.
So I guess now, like, there's a guy trying to get all of the locals to chip in $1,000 a piece to raise $14 million to buy it and then, I guess, preserve it as something that the public can use.
Right.
Going forward.
Beer Can Island.
Sounds like rich people problems, right?
Yeah, it does. It definitely sounds like.
Which is, nothing wrong with that.
Very first world problems.
It's great to be rich.
It certainly would be.
It's Beer Can Alley, not Island.
I believe that's correct.
Gotcha.
One or the other.
Yeah.
Well, I think there might be different spots.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. There's Beer Can
Alley. Yeah, I saw the story as Beer Can Island.
Okay.
One of them might be in the Keys, and then maybe the one that you're talking about, you said
it says
near Tampa.
It's known commonly as Beer Can Island for the beer cans left behind by boats.
That's a different spot than Beer Can Alley.
Is that called Greer Island? Is that the official name?
All I know is we're getting in the weeds.
Yeah, I know.
It's
the same spot.
Okay.
It's the same spot.
All right, so it's called Beer Can Island.
Right.
Technically.
Right.
All right. Well, I don't know what to tell you, man.
Conor McGregor was destroying a bar.
Yeah, right. We're just pwning Jake Gyllenhaal.
I saw he got paid. What do you think he got paid for that?
For Roadhouse?
Gyllenhaal or McGregor?
No, not Gyllenhaal. Conor McGregor.
$5 million bucks.
Conor McGregor's
very close, $5.5 million.
Jeez. Yeah,
I mean that makes that sense,
dude.
It's an Amazon product. Amazon's got deep pockets.
Well, I mean,
they're trying to make inroads in streaming. Like,
I mean,
they're willing to spend money for content.
Role. I thought he was really good.
Yeah,
I thought he was good. Now, if you're paying him $5.5 million, if I'm Jake Gyllenhaal, I'd better be getting like $12 to $15 million.
Yeah, probably.
Like, I'm gonna get a healthy paycheck.
It was the number one streaming movie for a couple weeks.
I guess ultimately it was worth it.
Oh, definitely.
It was worth their investment.
It was a smash.
Yeah, as far as they're concerned.
It was a smash. Yeah, and it was what it was. I know that we left there kind of shaking our heads because it was kind of silly. But
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I actually thoroughly enjoyed the movie, even though it was goofy.
It was definitely goofy at times.
I was entertained. Yeah.
But
I'm glad I didn't pay for it.
I mean, I wouldn't have cared if I paid $8, but...
$8. When's the last time you went? When's the last time you bought a movie ticket?
It's 15. It's buying your popcorn. It's going to be $40.
I went for sushi last night.
Yeah,
and I didn't even get some fancy thing. I got a freaking bento box. Okay, I had one Kirin light.
Okay. Yes.
And I had a bento box which had some sashimi and a little bit of tempura. Yeah, when I say a little bit,
sashimi.
When I say a little bit, I'm talking about two shrimp. And some veggies that they fried. Okay.
All right. Where was the restaurant?
The Herndon area, Herndon Chantilly.
Okay.
Okay.
Your bill for the bento box and the one Kirin was, I'm gonna say, $34.75.
Very close. Before tip, it was $37, I think.
Mm. That's a lot.
And I think I tipped $8. So
solid.
You know. I told him, I said, I went for sushi by myself, and it cost me $45.
Yeah.
And it's not like I got anything fancy. Not really fancy.
I mean,
nothing.
I was blown away. I was at like a mom and pop like market recently. The price of one bag of Tostitos, one bag, Not even like a, I don't think it was a party size bag. I think it was a regular, like maybe 12 ounce bag. $6.99.
You're kidding.
$7 you for tortilla chips.
Get some stale ones at the dollar store. That's what I would do.
I paid it because I had salsa at home. And I mean, what you needed it. You needed Tostitos. I'm going to put my salsa on.
Right. By the way, we put up the Scotty's vodka poll of the day, which we have to do daily. Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. We love Scotty's vodka. Spent a lot of time talking about what Florio said about the Commanders hosting all the prospects together at Top Golf. Florio thought it, and Chris Sims backed him up. They thought that they were botching it. And so our poll today is, are you a fan of the Commanders hosting their draft prospects, including the top quarterbacks, together at Top Golf? So far, 69% say yes.
Because it's irrelevant. It's the most trivial detail. Maybe it's a little unusual to some people. It's not a big deal. They brought some guys out there, saw them hack it around a little bit, saw how they interacted with people, and that's it.
And we haven't gotten any confirmation yet, but it had to have been a closed private event because we haven't seen
one
dirty
video.
Swing.
I know.
We haven't seen one of the prospects getting hammered at the bar. We haven't seen any of that.
I still would like to know if it is true. That Dan Quinn and Adam Peters picked up Jaden Daniels and
like
the rest of the guys
too.
Had to take Uber.
It sounds fake.
It seems bizarre that would be the case. Like you
can't show preferential.
Did you get the Ron
like
audio? I mentioned earlier in the show. So Ron Rivera was interviewed by somebody.
Don't worry about
who brought
it now.
That
we'll do it tomorrow if we want. That sounds fake.
I think Ron was going through the airport. I think he had like the. It was almost like a nerd sack across his midsection.
Yeah.
It was a weird look. I think nerd sacks, and I think they're making a comeback.
Yeah.
It's like a semi-cool accessory. Yeah.
It's like bigger than a fanny pack.
Yeah, it's almost like a fanny pack.
Kind of like an attaché case.
They're kind of making a comeback.
Like
and I see them, and I always...
like a satchel?
Yeah, I look at them, I'm like, that's an accessory I don't want any part of. I'm more of a backpack guy.
Yeah,
I think
totally
there's some
backpack
accessories...
Backpack guy.
I'll never have in my life. I don't think I've ever worn a scarf in my life.
Not a scarf guy either.
I'm a scarf
used
guy.
To.
I know you hate when the warmth escapes you and you need to keep it trapped at all times.
I have a long nap. I have a Merton Hanks and I need to keep my Merton.
I'll never wear a scarf. Just won't have it. Yeah. I'll never
It's a good look though.
I'll never wear a turtleneck or a mock turtleneck ever.
Really?
Again. I mean, I've worn them
those days are over, right?
Never.
Is that because you're above it or below it?
Turtleneck's just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I don't really like
it. It's just comfort, and it looks kind of
too binding.
Too. Yeah, it's too conservative.
Where mock is fine.
Where was the original report that they drove them?
Oh, it was just a rando on Twitter.
Oh, of course. Some idiot.
It wasn't any like
There's
big,
no
it wasn't
way
NFL.
That could be true.
JP's begging for it to be true.
There's no way it could be true. It's just, it's impossible.
All right, we're going to hook up the 10th caller right now at 800-636-1067. We told you Prize Pigs to keep listening. We're going to pay you off right now. Caller number 10 is going to get two tickets to see Aerosmith's Peace Out Farewell Tour with the Black Crowes Tuesday, October 8th at Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale right now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com/events. Those tickets are courtesy of Live Nation, 800-636-1067.
The last song I was listening to Spotify on my way in, right when I parked, the last song I was listening to was by Aerosmith. What song was it?
Dream On. Sweet Emotion.
Of course it was.
Walk This Way.
Dream On.
Yeah, of course. One of the sillies. One of the smash
best one.
Was.
I don't know. Dude Looks Like a Lady.
I mean, they have so many hits. All right, we got to get out of here. We will see you tomorrow. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.